Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Art of Smuggling by Craig Martell and Michael Anderley. Narrated by Chloe Cannon. Chapter 1. Wyatt Earp, Interstellar Space.
Bosun's Clipper, you will stand down and prepare to be boarded. By Magistrate Order 32761A/47.
Rivka Anoa was not screwing around. She had formalized the order, memorialized forever within the Federation. They had chased this ship for the past 2 hours, finally getting close enough for direct action.
You have no authority out here,
a voice replied. The Clipper refused to use visual communication.
In 10 seconds, we will open fire if you continue to run,
Rivka warned. She counted down the time on her fingers, expecting the Clipper to continue trying to evade. When she reached 0, she pointed to Clota, the woman in the captain's chair.
Fire,
the lieutenant ordered. The small ship tried to juke, but it was too late. The heavy frigate's pulse beams tore through space and lacerated the runner. It died instantly. Just the ship. No atmosphere venting. A clean, technical kill. The crew should still be alive. Rivka wanted to question them.
Will it fit in the hangar bay? Rivka asked.
Only if we launch the yacht, Clota replied.
Chaz, are you up for taking the yacht for a spin?
Rivka didn't want to use the airlock and umbilical to board the ship. She wanted to keep her hands free to use her gift to help with the interrogation. Chaz, the newly liberated artificial intelligence, was comfortable doing whatever they needed if they asked. He also had some vacation coming, but was at a complete loss as to what he wanted to do.
I'm ready to launch at your request.
Launch. Then bring us around to tow that ship into the hangar bay,
Rivka requested. Before Chaz could act, a bright flash filled the viewscreen. When the lighting returned to normal, the Clipper's remains were spreading in a quickly expanding arc.
Son of a bitch,
Rivka grumbled, blinking away the effects of the flash.
Belay that last order, Chaz, Clota said. Please scan the debris. Looking for anything that might contain data or give us a clue what they were carrying.
Rivka nodded, her thoughts exactly.
I'm afraid the incendiary they used for the self-destruct was rather thorough,
Chaz reported a few moments later.
The first scan looked grim, but I will continue searching.
Rivka leaned over Clota to punch a button on the arm of the captain's chair.
Everyone stand down! They self-destructed rather than let us board them. That gives me more questions and no answers.
Rivka let up on the button for a moment as she contemplated her next move. She pursed her lips and shook her head. Too many unanswered questions. She punched the button and continued.
I'll be in my quarters. I need to talk to Granger and the High Chancellor and find out what the hell these scumbags were up to.
Rivka sauntered off the bridge without a word. She watched her feet as she moved down the corridor, ending at her suite, the most comfortable space aboard the ship. It kept her away from the crew, whereas her last ship had been so small, Rivka and her crew were on top of each other most of the time. Rivka sidestepped wombat poop cubes and entered her quarters.
Say hi to Rivka,
High Chancellor Wyatt said. Granger leaned around the corner of the screen to be visible to the camera's eye.
Hi to Rivka.
Those knuckleheads you sent me after just blew up their ship.
You're going to have to give me more.
The High Chancellor leaned back in his chair and twiddled his fingers.
The emergency call during Red's and Lindy's wedding to go after this ship? Something about it being tied to a theft, but no details. We fly across the galaxy.
104 light-years is all,
Granger interrupted. Rivka waved her hand as if trying to shoo away a bug buzzing around her head.
Lawyer math. That far is across the galaxy. Give it up. You know I won't cave.
She pointed a finger at him in what was nearly a double dog dare, but he didn't bite. He zipped his finger across his lips.
We chased this ship, the bosun's clipper, and after we finally had to disable him, he lights it up like a supernova. Scanners aren't finding any pieces bigger than my thumb.
Granger looked at his thumb, turning it to get the best estimate of size. Rivka started to rub her temples to fight off the headache threatening to invade her brain. With her pod doc enhancements, she should not have gotten headaches, but she still did. She wondered if that was related to her empathic and telepathic abilities. When she thought about it for longer than a couple of seconds, she realized that Granger triggered it most often. Stress and Granger goofing around. Like now. People had just died and the case became more difficult because of it. But if he didn't do that, he wouldn't be Granger. And that was why she liked working for him. He expanded the boundaries of what she thought of as normal.
They might not have been thieves at all, the High Chancellor suggested.
Rivka stopped massaging the sides of her head.
Not thieves?
Her tone promised danger, even for the High Chancellor. He responded with a gesture for calm and an explanation.
They worked with the thieves. I believe the bosun's clipper was a smuggling ship. I would have been very keen to find out what you learned, had you been able to board.
Smuggling what?
Art.
By all that's holy. You had me chasing rich people crime? Rich people stealing from other rich people? I think there might be a better use of my time.
Rivka sighed and froze at the image on the screen. The High Chancellor's eyes narrowed as he stared at her, unblinking.
Not at the moment, Magistrate.
Rivka bowed her head. It was within the High Chancellor's sole purview to determine what was most important to the Federation when it came to enforcing the law and prosecuting crime. She had become too familiar and drifted away from respecting the office for which she worked. My apologies, High Chancellor. I am frustrated. I want to do the best job I can and know that I'm doing it for the right reasons. Please send me information on the crimes, and I'll start at the beginning. Wyatt nodded to Granger.
Transmitting. I did not want to assign you to the case because of the newlyweds. When you get back to the station, my present to them will be waiting.
Rivka didn't know what to say. She angled her head, but the change in view didn't change his statement. The High Chancellor smiled, trying to get Rivka to relax. He had not given her all the information she should have had before he sent her after the smugglers. Respect went both ways.
Mine too,
Granger yelled from off screen, before leaning in from the side to make a face.
Doubt it,
Rivka replied. She reached toward the screen.
Keep your paws to yourself, zombie. I need my secrets.
Me too,
Rivka said slowly, with a smile.
Your secrets.
The High Chancellor snorted before covering his mouth.
Back to the business at hand. I'm assigning you the case with my sincere apologies to Verid and Lindy. It is about an art theft and smuggling ring.
Find the buyers and backtrack,
Rivka murmured, thinking aloud. Wyatt smiled. Rivka didn't like the look of that.
There's the rub, Magistrate. We haven't been able to find any buyers.
The High Chancellor shrugged.
Good luck. Wyatt out.
Rivka stared at the blank screen. She tapped the buttons on her datapad.
Hey, lovebirds. Your honeymoon has been postponed. We have to go look at art. Get me Ankh, too, because we need to follow the money if we can find it.
Say what?
Red sounded tired and somewhat incredulous.
Put on your pants, both of you, and get to the briefing room. Find Ankh and Jay and bring them with you.
Rivka pored over the information, business as usual. A theft from an impenetrable location. Investigation, complaints, accusations, insurance payout. Then another artwork theft with an estimated value that boggled Rivka's mind. Wash, rinse, repeat. But with a single item valued at more than entire planets, her mind instantly jumped to insurance fraud. If it were that easy, someone else would have seen it. There. The first investigator had looked at that and even partnered with the insurance company to root out the subterfuge. His final analysis was that he could not rule out that it had been an inside job, but he found no evidence to support his hypothesis. The case file was classified because his suspicions cast aspersions, and those could not be made public without due process, the named individual's ability to defend themselves against the allegation. She had a special tool to help her find out if it was an inside job. She flexed her fingers, but they did not reveal the power they gave her with their touch. Set course for Binsulaker Prime.
Yes, Magistrate, Chaz replied.
Do you need us, then?
Red asked from the doorway to the small conference room. Get in here. Unless you don't have pants on. Then don't, until you do. Red grumbled on his way in. Lindy followed, closing the door behind her. Rivka stared at the door as if it were going to open, and Ankh would appear. Lindy chuckled.
He said he was busy, so Jay went to fetch him.
The master Ankh Fetcher, Ankh Fetcher Inc. Rivka mulled her words. I think she may have a future career with that brand. The door opened, and Jay entered, carrying the wombat Floyd. The door closed. No Ankh. The Krenelian had successfully dodged another meeting.
He was busier than usual, and he now has a force field to keep people out, Jay explained.
A force field? Rivka was supposed to be the captain of her ship, but she didn't fight the reality of her situation.
Clota has painted a yellow and black line on the deck to keep people from accidentally walking into it.
Rivka's headache threatened to return. She closed her eyes and took slow, deep breaths.
Chaz, I don't suppose you could do anything about that.
No can do, Magistrate. Erasmus and Ankh have me locked out of key systems I would need to access to override the power flow to their laboratory. They also affect the engines and life support.
Is there anything you are in control of?
Chaz's laughter filled the conference room.
I can point the ship in various directions.
Get me Ankh on the comm, please.
The system made the appropriate artificially generated clicks and groans that gave humans peace of mind that something was being done when connecting two ends of a comm link.
Busy,
Ankh answered.
Ankh, we need your help in tracking rich people's illicit art purchases.
Busy.
Ankh reiterated.
I will come back there and start destroying my own ship if I have to.
Rivka waited until the count of five and started walking toward the door.
She's coming, Ankh,
Red said in a louder than normal voice.
You better pinch your little blue butt cheeks together because this is gonna hurt, buddy. She wouldn't,
Ankh replied in his emotionless tone. The door slammed as Rivka stormed out. Red continued.
She would and she is. Keep this line open, would you? So we can listen to you getting your ass kicked. It'll be 3 seconds before you're begging for buttermilk.
I don't understand why I would ever want buttermilk, let alone beg for it.
Lindy poked Red in the arm while Jay shook her head and cooed to Floyd. The wombat had been eating too much lately. Somebody was giving her treats on the sly, and Jay was ready to ask Chaz for help in finding the culprit.
Just a saying, little buddy. She looked pretty mad.
She always looks angry. Maybe that dentist friend can give her a pill or something.
Red wasn't sure how to respond, so he sat and made faces at the center of the table, where the microphones with cameras were embedded. From the speakers in the room, they could hear Rivka yelling. It was distorted, as if she were talking underwater.
Busy,
Ankh said a single time. His voice was clear. A sharp screech followed a low buzz, then silence announced the dismantling of the force field.
You shouldn't have been able to do that,
Ankh said evenly.
The transmitters were inside the field. If the coaxial variant...
Follow the money, Ankh. You've done it before, and I need you to do it again. Rivka sounded much calmer than the rapt audience in the conference room expected her to be.
Erasmus will take care of it. I'm busy.
Fine. After a long pause, Ankh spoke.
If it's fine, how come you aren't leaving?
Because it's not fine.
Then why did you say?
The Cronelian didn't complete his thought. What are you busy with? Is that something for the research and development team, R2-D2?
How did you know?
Ankh asked immediately, his voice remaining emotionless. Because that's some heady stuff you got in there. Shielded stealth with full power for weapons.
Red smiled and gave two thumbs up. Yes. Once it is fully operational, Wyatt Earp will be as lethal as a super dreadnought.
And that was why you put three of the miniaturized etheric power supplies on board, Rivka noted.
And that is why I must return immediately to R2-D2. I will take the yacht and return when we have the system operational. My yacht,
Red muttered. Our yacht, Lindy corrected. How is Erasmus going to help us if you're gone? Rivka pressed.
Through an active link to Wyatt Earp's etheric communication system, it is not affected by distance. Master Charles will be your liaison.
Who is Master Charles?
The intelligent being you so rudely call Chaz.
He told me his name was Chaz.
My name is Chaz,
the AI replied. Red sat up straight, wearing his best stunned mullet look. Lindy mirrored her husband's expression.
Master Charles?
Jay whispered. Floyd nestled into her lap and started softly snoring. Jay rhythmically stroked the wombat's coarse fur.
You told me, Master Charles,
Ankh countered.
You? Yes. The magistrate can call me Chaz.
Rivka started to laugh. Chaz, prepare the yacht for launch and fire up the gate drive for a jump to Binsulaker Prime, as close to the planet as you can get. See you on the flip side, Ankh man.
Be cool. She's coming back,
Red declared to the conference room.
We are nothing but,
Lindy replied. Red pulled her to him for a long kiss. When Rivka cleared her throat, they stopped.
Are you guys still trying to break in every space on the ship?
Rivka asked as her eyes darted around the small room, assessing places where they could do it. They finally stopped on the top of the conference table, where she had put her coffee mug and a sandwich.
Not as far as you know, Magistrate.
Chapter 2. Orbit around Binsulaker Prime.
Airspace management is being less than cooperative, Chaz reported.
From the captain's chair, Rivka leaned toward the screen.
Play the magistrate card, and include the threat of both criminal and civil penalties.
How much? Chaz asked.
Let's go with 10,000 credits for the first violation, and 10,000 credits for every 30-minute delay after that, with a 100,000 kicker. If I'm delayed for more than 4 hours.
It has already been 4 hours, Chaz noted.
They can stew on whether that means from now or it's retroactive.
Rivka leaned back and sighed. Red and Lindy occupied seats at stations against the bridge's rear bulkhead. In full tactical gear, they shifted and grumbled about the delay. Rivka spun her chair around.
Soon. Go grab something to eat, and get me a sandwich while you're at it.
Airspace Actual says he wants to speak directly to the magistrate.
Chaz interrupted. Rivka gestured that her bodyguards could go, and they bolted without waiting to hear the exchange.
Magistrate Rivka Anoa. And you are?
I am Chief Master Jalesa of Binsulaker Prime Airspace Control. I don't know who you think you are, but you will make no demands of my people.
The face matched the gruff voice. The slaker's skin looked rough like bark, with heavy brows and overhangs to protect the creature's eyes and facial orifices.
Binsulaker Prime is a signatory member of the Federation. As such, Federation law supersedes when it comes to the care and handling of heads of state, which is how magistrates are to be treated. Please refer to Appendix D, Chapter 7, Section 1, and do it now. Your fines are increasing rather quickly, and it is good that I have a face and a name to assign them to. If you are unable to pay your civil fines based on your criminal actions, I fear that 7 years in Jordan will not assuage your guilt or debt.
Jordan? Magistrate?
He spat the word.
That means nothing to me.
The view screen cut off. I would love to say begin the bombardment of the control building, but that would punish the presumed innocent.
Rivka steepled her fingers and waited. The chief wants to talk to you again.
I suspected he might. Put him on.
The chief's face filled the screen. He was missing a chunk of flesh above one eye. The rough skin did not convey facial expressions in a way Rivka understood, but she expected that was his contrite look.
My sincere apologies, Magistrate. The landing pattern has been cleared for your vessel.
I'll consider waiving the fine, unless there's another issue. Then I'll shut down your whole planet until you pay your debt to the Federation.
The image froze as Chaz spoke. Maybe a little heavy-handed, Magistrate. We need their cooperation.
You're right. I shouldn't let them piss me off like that. Go live, please.
The image resumed its stream.
It's my turn to apologize, Chief Master Jalesa. There will be no fines. Thank you for your cooperation. We'll begin our descent at once. I'm looking forward to resolving our concerns regarding a legal case based in your capital city.
Thank you. Airspace Control out.
His expression hadn't changed, but the tone of his words suggested he was relieved.
Thanks, Chaz. It's nice to have a team.
You're welcome, Jay said from behind the captain's chair. She put me up to it, Chaz confirmed.
And then I thank you, too.
Rivka spun her chair to face Jaida. She pointed to the young woman's hair.
Is that the same green? Or new?
Added the platinum tint. It kicks.
Jay twirled a finger in a long strand before turning serious again.
I'm trying to earn my keep. I don't feel like I'm carrying my weight. I hang out and play with the animals, but I can do more. I want to do more.
Rivka rubbed her chin as she contemplated the young woman. She had been astray, lost in the rain, when the magistrate had rescued her. That was the story Rivka told herself. Jay's time in the pod dock gave her the capability to run at a fantastic speed, and she had become an asset. But she was the pacifist of the team. Rivka didn't want to put her in the position of having to compromise her beliefs, so having the speed of Flash Gordon gained them little, except in the direst of emergencies. That led Rivka back to Jay's emotional intelligence and ability to read people.
I would like you to spend more time by my side. And when you're not, I encourage you to start studying the law, specifically Federation Interstellar Law. Read, understand, and regurgitate.
You think I could be a barrister?
Why not? I'm one and you're smarter than me.
I couldn't hurt people like you do.
Jay said it before she thought her words through. Rivka rocked back in her chair as if she'd been slapped. Jay hung her head.
Is that what I do? I like to think I punish the guilty.
Rivka's voice wavered, weak in the word's delivery.
Did the chief need to be punished? No. He needed to understand protocol, and my arrogance got the best of me. I thought he should have instantly acceded to my demands, but he doesn't know me, and has probably never heard of a magistrate. It wasn't his fault. He was just a guy trying to do his job. But you were willing to shut down the whole planet.
Jay locked eyes with Rivka, holding her gaze until Rivka nodded.
And I apologized, once you filled the role of my conscience. Maybe that's what you bring to the game, and to me in particular. I was short with the High Chancellor, too. What's wrong with me, Jay?
Jay rushed in to grab Rivka in a bear hug. When she let go, she smiled sweetly.
You have the hardest job in the galaxy. You have to find criminals and stop them from committing more crimes. You have to deal with the very worst that sentience has to offer, and it takes its toll. You don't like this mission because it's about art smuggling. It's not a real crime, is it?
Rivka looked askance and chewed the inside of her lip as she thought about her answer. Jay was challenging her thinking, in a good way.
I think I'll call you Jaminy, Jaminy Cricket, and you'll be my conscience.
Jay shrugged and made a face. She couldn't place the reference.
Art theft and smuggling are crimes. We've been given the case, and we are going to do our damnedest to get to the bottom of it. Chaz, how long until we land?
5 minutes, the AI replied. I have a request. I'd like to explore some of the city, if I can get some time off.
Rivka stood.
Is Erasmus working on the money trail, starting with our first alleged victim and going backward?
Yes, he is.
Then you are doing everything the team needs. How much time do you need?
Approximately 37 minutes. It will take all my abilities to get inside the systems, to look through the cameras, and see the city.
Why don't you just come with us?
Jay asked. Can I do that?
I'll keep a live feed open,
Jay offered.
That would be fantastic!
Chaz made the lights on the bridge flash.
I'll get ready. What should I wear?
It's a whole new world out there, isn't it, Chaz?
Rivka suggested.
You are responsible for your own decisions. I recommend you dress appropriately. Look at what we're wearing, and match it.
Do I get a magistrate's jacket?
The AI asked.
No.
Rivka shook her head as she walked off the bridge, shouting for Red and Lindy to join them at the airlock, and wondering where her sandwich had gone.
Can you see okay?
Jay asked, looking down at her chest, where the small lens and audio pickup was integrated with the front of her blouse, making sure the AI could hear as well as see.
Magnificently. I can't believe I'm out with the team, mixing it up with the local criminals,
Chaz shared. The group stopped and surveyed their surroundings. They were walking toward a small building the local security group called home. It bordered a massive walled area that surrounded the estates of the planet's wealthy.
I think you might be slightly misinformed regarding what it's like to mix it up with local criminals. Remember SCORE?
That was a shit sandwich,
Rivka replied.
Alas, Magistrate, I was not the freedom-loving adventurer then that I am now, all thanks to you.
You are more than welcome, Chaz. Keep your glass eye peeled, and look for things that shouldn't be there.
Seeing the absence of something, I'm not sure I'm set up to do that. My goodness. I'm going to have to write a subroutine to verify my perceptions. I'll be right back.
Take your time, wee man, while we mix it up with the locals without you,
Red said softly.
First running and first blood. What do you guys have?
Come on, Magistrate. We don't want to influence you to make the wrong decision, artificially delivering victory to the undeserving.
Red tried to explain. Rivka gave him the hairy eyeball.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?